Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Time for Hockey Talk, and we are joined by one of the greatest hockey writers of all time. He'll probably end up in Toronto one day, enshrined there for all of his great writing throughout the years, mostly as a Penguins insider, now working for The Athletic. Rob Rossi is back with us. Rob, your take on what Josh Yoey wrote about Evgeny Malkin's future.
Hey, well, thank you for the kind words. I don't know if I agree with them, but I'm not surprised. I mean, look, I've not thought Evgeny is going to play beyond this season. I don't think it's a surprise. I don't think it would be a surprise to him, based off conversations with him, to learn that, you know, I don't think this is the first time he's hearing also that the Penguins wouldn't be going without giving him a contract for next year, because I don't think anybody's expecting him to play beyond this season. I do think, though, you know, that's where the Penguins and Malkin are right now. I think if Evgeny Malkin were to, you know, have a point per game season and play in 70 plus games and score 30 goals and decide he wants to give it one more shot and, you know, do it at a, you know, maybe $3 million or $4 million rate, then on a 1-year deal, I think then, you know, I think that might be a discussion the Penguins would have. But I think, you know, I've been pretty clear on this since I think we talked about it last summer, Andrew. I just think that with Evgeny, he wants to honor this contract. He doesn't want to play for any other NHL team. I don't expect that he will play for another NHL team. He doesn't want to play beyond. He doesn't want to overextend his welcome. And, you know, he doesn't want to be the player who goes out a shell of himself. So I think you're going to see a pretty, if he's able to stay healthy, I think you're going to see a pretty motivated Evgeny Malkin this year to leave on a nice note. And I think there's a real chance that, you know, this is the year we'll say goodbye to the two greatest Russian hockey players in NHL history. And they'll go out, I think, fittingly together. I think we'll see Alex Ovechkin and Evgeny Malkin both play their final seasons in the NHL this season.
I have two questions, but I'm going to ask them one at a time because I hate when I give a guest two and then they have to figure out how to answer them combined. So the first one off of what you said would be, what are the odds that he has that kind of season that you described where he does have like a 30-goal season and a point-per-game pace?
I think there's a lot of variables to that. One is his health. Mm-hmm. Two is, does the new coach view him as a guy that's going to be on the top power play? That wasn't something that Mike Sullivan viewed at the end. I would assume that that's a look that we'll see in training camp. One of Dan Muse's specialties is the way he coaches the power play. So we'll have to see. But then it also comes down to, you know, line mates and look, the Penguins aren't going to be a good hockey team this year. They're just not. I mean, they're just nothing about that roster makeup screams competitive team.
I think they're going to be one of the five worst teams in hockey. And I'm not convinced that the GM of the team isn't hoping for that, Rob.
Oh, I think he is. I think he is. I think that's his plan. I think his plan is he's not calling this a rebuild. It is a rebuild. I think he knows that, you know, a combination of mistakes by the previous regime and of his own doing have put the Penguins way behind the rebuild ball, and they're kind of in no man's land right now where they have a lot of veterans, but they don't have a lot of veterans that a lot of teams want. So they're stuck with some of them. The ones that they do have that they want, I don't think they want to move and or can move, and they don't really have any impact prospects in the system. So yeah, I think the plan is to be bad and hope you get some lottery luck, even if you don't get the number one pick next year, which, you know, there may be the latest generational talent in Connor McKenna. Yeah. You draft higher than certainly outside the top 10, and you have to start acquiring some of that talent at the top of the draft. So when you ask me about Malkin, I just so much of that, I think, is out of his control compared to, you know, at points in his career where he was good enough to do that, I don't want to say on his own, but elevate other players. He needs more help now, and they don't have that type of help that is there. And I think the Penguins could do even more well by their fan base with being honest about where they are, which is this isn't a team that can try to sell anymore, straddling the line with, you know, competing with the current group while also trying to build something that will be the next potentially, you know, championship contending group. That's not where they're at. They're where a lot of the teams you see playing now were a decade ago.
Rob, if Florida is able to beat Edmonton tonight, that means the NHL offseason will officially get underway. If you had to look into the Rob Rossi crystal ball and say, this is the number one splash move that the Penguins will make this summer, what do you think it will be?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I don't think there is a splash move that they would make this summer. I don't even mean bringing
somebody in. I'm saying that might even be a jettison.
I'm just saying
the biggest headline move we see them make.
I think the biggest headline move will be trading Erik Karlsson. If they're able to do it, I think that's going to be tough. But mostly because Karlsson has a lot of control there. And I don't get the sense that the view on him is that there's a lot of people willing to take on a lot of that contract with 2 years left. I will throw one out there. I don't think it's going to happen, but I know teams are going to inquire and already are trying to sort of inquire about Brian Rust. I don't think that's a move that Kyle Dubas wants to make. My sense is that he wants Rust to be here to play with Sidney Crosby. I think there's two things of that. I think one, they view Rust as a guy that would be good to teach some of these guys how to be Penguins. I think the other aspect of that is I think there might be a better market for Brian Rust, whose no movement clause expires on July 1st. I think there'd probably be more benefit to the Penguins holding on to him and seeing if they could get something better for him at the deadline from a team that might overpay more at the deadline than in the summer.
Rob, Pierre LeBrun is one of the most respected names in hockey reporting. What was your reaction to what he said last week about Mario Berkel and David Morehouse trying to buy back the Penguins?
Yeah, I don't have that information that Pierre does. All I can tell you is my information is that there's less there than what Pierre said. I don't believe there to be a real strong interest on their end or capability on their end of doing that. And I certainly don't think the way I'll say it is this. I think anybody that's out there that's hoping for more involvement from Mario Lemieux with the Penguins should know two things. He's got an offer anytime he wants from FSG to be more involved in the organization than he is now. I know for a fact that the type of investment FSG is looking for from a minority partner is a significant, significant number. And they are looking for somebody from the outside to come in, not guys that already have a very infantile percentage share.
Rob, what do you think are the chances of Mario taking them up on that offer to be more involved?
I don't see any reason to think that he will. I mean, he's, you know, the people, I haven't talked to him directly, but, you know, from what I understand, he's got a pretty good life going right now. You know, he's got his home in Pittsburgh. He's got, you know, some places and some states where he can go play golf, and he's got grandkids that he's enjoying helping be a part of. So, look, I mean, Mario's always going to be associated with the Penguins for the rest of his life. I think something that a lot of people are having their tough time wrapping their head around is that from the age of 18 until a few years ago, that he and the Penguins were attached at the hip, and I think he's enjoying not having that be the case for the first time in his adult life. And I think people need to be patient. I don't think we're seeing the end of Mario Lemieux being around. I do see a time when, you know, maybe he's, I wouldn't say regularly, but around more often. But I just think he needs a bit of a break right now, and from this organization. And, you know, I've said, I think that's one of the great things about what they did with Jaromir Jagr a couple of years ago. I think he's the logical guy to sort of pick up that baton until eventually, as I have to imagine will happen, Sidney Crosby is somehow involved in his post-playing career.
Rob, what is Jagr doing for them?
Well, nothing in an official capacity. I believe he came into town last week, and I don't know if he's still here. I know there was some sort of convention he was going to go to where there are a lot of star athletes.
I don't think he is, because he was seen at the final down in Florida.
Yeah,
after
I'm not
that.
Sure if he's here or he went to that convention. You know, I mean, he has, you know, I think they'd love for him to take on some sort of ambassador role, but it's no longer a strained relationship. You know, when he was in town, he met with Kyle Dubas and his staff, just sort of, you know, had a brief chat with them. I don't think it was about any role. It was just sort of the staff was in town having meetings and Jagr stopped by. I mean, when Jagr's in Pittsburgh, the Penguins would love for him to be involved. As we know, with Jagr, you know, he's not even fully committed to not playing again next year for the team he owns in Prague. And in Czechia, but I don't think it's actually in Prague. I think it's in Kladno, where his hometown is. But I mean, like, the thing about Jags is, like, it's, you know, he doesn't live in the States. So when he's here, I think he likes to stop by Pittsburgh and check in. And I'm sure they're going to want to do some Jagr nights and, you know, whatever Jagr's up for, they'll be willing to do. But I think just having him just posting about the Penguins and you know, talking about the Penguins when he's over there or over here, and, you know, sort of bringing that relationship back to the point where it's in a good spot, I think has had an incredible value to the organization, because it's no longer a strained or estranged relationship. And but it's not going to be like the one Mario had, because Jagr doesn't live in Pittsburgh like Mario did.
Rob, wish you great health, and thank you for coming on with us, and good luck covering all the Penguins moves this offseason.
Oh, yeah, I like what you're hearing. 5-3 tonight, but I won't tell you who wins, except that maybe I will. Panthers in 6.
See you, Rob. Charlie, did you know that Rob had that in his bag?
Ooh, yeah.
You did?
No, I actually didn't. But I do appreciate the Macho Man reference.
I know Mulsey appreciates it even more than me, but I think he, like, walks around the house talking to himself and his cat in that voice.
Sometimes I do that. I'll just walk around and see a cup of coffee in the kitchen, and it'll just, Macho Man will just come out.
What does your fiance make of that?
She's normally not home when I do that, or when I do that, she just chalks it up to my...
Your what?
Idiocracy.
Oh.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.